the biggest lessons I've learned is slow and steady wins the race. It's one I'm aware of. It's one I struggle to implement. Hello and welcome back to the podcast. I hope you are doing well. I have some exciting news for those of you who aren't following along with the winter arc. I have decided to go into a winter arc. It's going to be 7 episodes long. So in between podcast episodes, there will be a visual vlog winter arc episode. And the first one is already live. I posted it last week, and this week is a podcast episode. Next week is episode 2 of the winter arc. So that is what I'm doing, and I'm excited for it, especially because, as you'll see in episode 2, spoiler alert, I finally got a job. So I'm actually recording this before work. In the morning, I got up early, I made breakfast, and I'm sitting with a cup of coffee and recording this podcast episode. So, yay! Today's topic is basically just feeling full circle and kind of like restarting, but with all the previous iterations' knowledge. So, I don't know if any of you game, but when you play a game and you die, you go back to the beginning of the level or to the nearest checkpoint, but you have all the knowledge of what you went through before you died. So it's kind of like that moment of being reborn, but with all the knowledge of how to get through. And that is what I kind of feel right now, because I've been reborn, not thanks to this job, but just thanks to this new phase. I completed my course in TEFL teaching. I applied for a job. It took about 2 weeks, maybe 2.5 weeks from application to starting. It was a bit of a process. Wow, was it a process? And I'm glad I got it and I've started and I'm loving it. It's Wednesday morning as I record this. So I have been working 2 days. Today's day 3 and I'm enjoying it. So I'm super, super happy, and it's such a blessing that I can do it in the way that I'm doing it. And I know I said I didn't want to make my job my life or my presence here on the podcast, on the vlogs and things like that, but it does go hand in hand with it. It's going to be a facet of my life, but it's not going to be my whole personality. And because I've got such a cool schedule with it, I think that definitely makes for an interesting experience. It's past 9 in the morning. I only start at 10. I finish at 4. That is a blessing. And I get a lunch break. So it's incredible. But I think it's the start of a new way of doing things, a new schedule, a new way of being for me. I have enough time after work to make myself something to eat, let that settle, take a walk on my walking pad, get my fitness in order, make some actual food that is good, that I'm not just running and eating takeaway nonsense or just, you know, starving until I get to eat again. So the schedule and the routine of the job puts my life back in order. And as I was getting dressed this morning, I was literally thinking, like, this is why I like having a job, because of the structure. But like I told my friend, each lesson that I give in the day is different. So I've got multiple slots open, multiple lesson openings for the day, and I teach different students different things every single day within the English language. And I love that, because there's routine, but there's variation within that routine, and that is what I love. So I'm loving that. And then going into the winter arc, it's been eye-opening, but I'll leave that for the winter arc. But overall, feeling this mini reset, this hibernation cocoon of being able to just come into myself, get my life together, and do it with all the knowledge of me from previously is incredible. One of the biggest lessons I've learned is slow and steady wins the race. It's one I'm aware of. It's one I struggle to implement. But that has been the biggest lesson of this entire restarting process. You can't just speedrun this because you've never done it before. You know, that's why you are back at the beginning. Something happened and you had to restart. So slow and steady wins the race. Take it one step at a time, one task at a time, one process at a time. And for me, it's resetting my life. I can't expect new things and open my arms to better things when I'm not willing to change the way I'm holding my arms open. It's like standing with your arms crossed and saying like, okay, so where's my good stuff? But your hands aren't open to receiving. So I need to firstly like relax my shoulders, untense my back, uncross my arms, and then eventually spread them out and open to receive all the good stuff. That is the process I'm going through right now. Trying to just do all those things step by step. And it's hard because trying to do anything new is hard. You have to create the neural pathways of that thing. You are treading ground that's overgrown weeds right now. You need to tread a path, blaze a trail, all those things. And for me, it's hard. So I've had to do a lot of things I know I should, but I don't want to because, once again, it's hard. But yeah, I am. And part of that was because I went back to the first few episodes. I'm trying to get everything cohesive in terms of the podcast playlist, the song of the week playlist, the one that's on YouTube, the one that's on Spotify, trying to get everything just in order. If you actually follow the podcast on YouTube, I've actually uploaded about 6 or 7 old podcast episodes. And as I'm doing that, I'm updating links, I'm adding things to playlists, I'm doing all the stuff. So having to listen to the whole series from the beginning actually gave me a couple of ideas for podcast episodes, but more so it reminded me of why I started this thing in the first place. It's like that reset on my life, but I get to feel that excitement again of I'm starting a podcast. Like listening to my excitement in that first episode was insane. And just the yap sessions that followed in the subsequent episodes was stunning. I found myself re-listening to them several times just because they were so funny. And that kind of just reinvigorated me. It reawakened something in me that survival mode had dulled terribly. It's like being underwater. You can't hear, you can't see, you can't move. And now I feel like I've just broke the surface and taken the biggest gulp of air ever. And I'm just like, like, wow. So having this new lease on life is incredible. I won't attribute it just to the job, even though that is a big factor. I do think it's also internally I've made a shift that I'm not going to do things the same old way. I'm not going to be doing the same old nonsense. And it's not going to be an overnight change. I would just like to prepare you for that. It's slow and steady wins the race. You don't start waking up at 5 a.m. after going to sleep at like 2 a.m. You start getting up later. You start going to sleep earlier. You adjust and make things better for yourself and easier for yourself. So I've started doing those changes. I've started working on my sleep schedule. I've started making sure I'm making lists and getting things done, but then I'm also taking time for myself. I'm so happy about that. I haven't been doing that properly, and setting small goals to achieve that. I mean, I had to remind myself that with just walking more. I got my walking pad last December and then used it very, very well. December, Jan and Feb. Sometime around March, I fell off the wagon. Maybe February, I fell off the wagon. I can't even remember. And it's been nothing up until basically this month. Maybe once or twice in between, but furthermore, nothing. And with this wanting to do things slowly, I checked my average and I was doing about 5,000, 5,500. So I wanted to be like, okay, 7,000 and then 8,000 and then 9,000 by August. And I'm just, no, pull it back. Reel it in. Just one step at a time, slow and steady wins the race. So I'm just like, okay, I can do about 5,005 on average without trying. Let's make 6 the goal. Last week I hit 6,000 and then one day I was actually out by one singular step and I was like 6,500 and then the next week 6,750. So slow and steady wins the race, small increments, small steps towards your goal. That is what I'm trying to do and what I'm trying to just put out there, because it's winter. it's getting cold in the mornings, it's harder to wake up early, and not everything has to be romanticized in that way. Sometimes just taking the time to enjoy what you already do or what you already have is perfect. So make sure to do that. Speaking of, that brings me to the song of the week, and it is a banger, if I do say so myself. So Becky G just released a song a couple weeks ago called Epa, E-P-A, and oh my word, the music video is insane. She looks so good. Like, I literally told my sister, I'm just like, who hurt her? Because she looks like she spent all the time in the gym. Like, you know how other people are like crying if something happens? She went to the gym and she didn't leave. She walked out when she needed to do that music video. She looks so good. But I'm just like, who hurt you, man? Shame. Anyway, that is the song of the week. Go listen to it. It is a banger. Even if you don't understand the language, just go listen. If you want to get up and dance. And that's what I want. Just joy in your life, you know? Make your own happiness. So that's it from me and my rambling. I hope you have a good day. You have a good week. You make your life the best it can. Restart whenever you want to. Think, like, even for me, just on a Sunday, I'm like, okay, tomorrow's a new week. Or, you know, I start a new week tomorrow. How am I going to tackle this? Like, reset whenever you need to. Cut it off and start again as you please. Because it's your life. Do what you want. Make it yours. You know? Especially in South African culture, it's very, like, group, family orientated. So, sometimes you need to just step away and be alone and do you. So, yeah. That's my spiel for the week. As per usual, keep being a better being. And I will add this week for yourself. And I will see you in the next one. Love you. Bye.